Hello, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. We're here in London at the Master Practitioner course with Dr. Richard Bandler, John Lavelle, and Paul McKenna. We have another special guest for you today, and it's Mr. Anders Piper. Hello, Anders.
Hi, Kathleen.
Good to see you here.
Absolutely. Great to be here.
And you are from?
Denmark.
Denmark.
Yep.
Okay. And how did you first hear about NLP?
Well, to tell you the truth, I was forced into it. I was in the recruiting industry, met a lot of safe people in the human resources talking about this wonderful tool, and I was like, me being a mismatch, I was like, ooh, no. And then I had to, because I changed jobs, and I was sent off to a practitioner, and it was one fabulous experience, and it just told me more.
You want more.
Yeah.
And since then, you've done a master practitioner, a trainer's training.
Yeah, and loads of different certifications, coaching certifications, and yeah.
It's constant learning.
That's the cool thing about it. It seems like it's a never-ending world that whenever you open up a door, there's a new world meeting you and greeting you, and then you can dive into that. And once you think you got all of that, then there's something new waiting around the corner. And that's what I like about it. It keeps my brain busy. Instead of just doing the same thing over and over again.
Now, one of your favorite applications for NLP is in the business world.
Very much so, because that's where I've been all my life. And that's where I started, and I realized I took it from someone who didn't really apply it in the business world, and I had to go home and think. Unusual process, but I had to go home and think, how can I take these models that was taught to me in a very therapeutical way, and then add it in and teach business people in a more conversational way to use these tools, very much like John does it as well.
So I mean, since then you've seen that in NLP, training with John Lavelle, who does a lot of business applications and works within companies.
And that I really enjoy, because he has a lot of good experience in that, so I've been listening carefully to what he says and how he applies it.
So your practitioner and your master practitioner trainings that you put on actually our business, people can get a business practitioner or a business master practitioner?
Yep. So we've taken that approach. We wanted to find a niche that nobody else was doing, and we thought, well, there's a big need there, because there's so many managers who need to become better as people leaders. And we thought, well, why not do what we're doing well?
Absolutely. And what is one of the most useful things? I know there's tons of them, but what is the one thing? So if someone is listening to this interview and is in the business world, what's the one attractive thing about NLP that makes things easier in the business world?
Ooh, I love the interesting questions.
I know there's so many different ones to choose from. I know.
I think in terms of application, to me, the biggest thing has been metaprograms. Because you can elicit them just simply by listening to other people. And I think a lot of business leaders, managers, they would gain so much if they really started listening, not just pretending, but really started listening to the people they lead or the people they deal with. It could give them so much in leading, in negotiation, in sales. So it's one of the applications that I found very useful across. And it's so different from the traditional personality thinking, where you really can't change anything. Here you're working with a substance that you can influence and change, so you can actually do your job as a manager, which is influencing people. And that's what I like about it. So it's fascinated me a lot.
Now, there may be someone listening to this interview that doesn't know what a metaprogram is. Can you just give us a brief definition of that?
Absolutely. I actually, when I normally train it with business people, I don't use the word metaprograms. I use the word thinking structures. Because that is basically what it is. It's a combination of your values and beliefs, and it drives your daily strategies. It drives your behavior, so to speak. So instead of talking about personality being a fixed structure after your 20th or so year, here you're operating with a structure that is driving your behavior. You adapt it. Personality, you could say, which is very much the thinking process, the thinking structure.
And do you also work within companies as well, or is it always the public seminars?
I've worked a lot internal. I worked for 5 years in one of the world's largest organizations, and been lucky enough to do trainings on all continents and in so many countries that I stopped counting, and getting the opportunity to work with people from all cultures, which I find extremely motivating.
Right.
So and that's also where I want to take the open trainings,
mm-hmm.
is to do them globally, because I want to keep that touch with people from all over the world, not just a
right.
small tiny country like Denmark.
So what kind of services do you offer for companies that are listening? You know, you do like communication trainings or?
Yeah, we have some standard programs, but what I really like to do is do my consultancy bit first and ask, what is it that you want?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying, this is what I got.
Right.
Because I think the beauty of NLP is that it's a toolbox. It's not a religion like some people think. It's a toolbox.
Right.
You basically say, what is it that you want? And then you can design something that is customized to fit their needs and bring them where they want to go.
Yes.
And that's basically what we do. Of course, there's a big headline saying communication, but that's just a big umbrella. Mm-hmm. One of our areas of expertise is conflict management, and I've done that all over the world, even though they have different philosophies all over the world. We can
right.
actually get them to understand a mutual approach, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, that is. What's the name of your company?
It's Come for Learning.
Come for Learning?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy to remember.
It is, yeah. It's not very Danish, but I kind of like it, and it tells what people should do.
Come for Learning. It's a good command.
Yeah.
And so you have a website that people can go to find out about your services and seminars.
Absolutely. www.comeforlearning.com.
But the four is the numeric four, the number four.
It's the numeric four, yeah.
So it's COME, the number four, and then LEARNING.com.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Comeforlearning.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the cool thing is the ambiguity in Danish on the word come, because it actually means come here.
In Danish as well. Oh, see there. So it is Danish in a way then too. And what is it that you, sort of your favorite product or book of NLP or maybe the DVDs, do you have any favorites?
To be honest, I think because I am the person I am, to me the favorite will at all times be being at the seminars.
Yeah.
Because you can read books or you can watch DVDs, but the experience you get from being at a seminar, experiencing the real thing and how people interact and the fabulous things going on stage when Richard is on stage, or John is on stage, is just so perfect, and it's the right way for me to learn. As a trainer, I'm fascinated by Richard's ability to run I don't know how many numbers of nested loops, and so it's one of the DVDs that I'm really looking at several times, and one of the things that I'm striving to learn and do more of. But it's fascinating seeing it going on live.
I've seen the certificates coming from your organization with your students, and I see another Piper name there on those certificates. So one of your training partners is who?
It's Ann Piper, it's my wife. So she's also a trainer. So we have, in our company, we have four trainers who are certified.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually, the company in Denmark, having the most society certified trainers.
Excellent.
As far as I know.
As far as you know. I'm sure that's true.
Yeah.
And now you've entered a apprenticeship program where you're going to be studying more closely with Dr. Bandler.
Absolutely, yeah. And
that,
I'm thrilled.
That must be exciting.
I'm thrilled. It's a 2-year journey that has just started, and I'm excited about being part of it, getting the opportunity to do it, and obviously, again, being the one I am, the opportunity to learn, I'm just taking it all in and give it to me.
And that certainly is going to make you an even more valuable trainer when you get back, and you're still going to be continuing doing your own trainings and your business consulting. It's certainly going to make you more valuable to your customers, your clients, and your students, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm hoping to learn so much from him that I can just bring on and
create
some
of
the magic.
You're the only one from Denmark.
Yeah.
That one you can say. You're the only
absolutely.
One from Denmark.
Yeah.
From the Netherlands, the whole area.
Yeah.
So, Anders, what's next? Do you have anything that maybe you've always been wanting to do with NLP, or other seminars that you're thinking of putting together? Do you have any?
Oh, we got different types of application. One of the things that we launched this summer was a mental coach education, thinking why should it only be psychologists who could do mental training in the world of sports? So how could we help trainers and sports coaches to support the athletes better?
Oh, that's great.
So that's one of them. And another thing is that, as I said, we like to do things international, so we'll put on trainings in other countries, and some of the Arabic and Asian countries is on the list. It probably won't be before 2009, but that's definitely on the firm list that we want to do. It's great fun training them down there, and they have a need for trainers. There's a lot of places where they don't have. I've been training in a lot down on the Arabic Peninsula and places like Oman and Bahrain, and there's very few trainers around there, and they like getting more, and they crave for learning in this direction.
That's great. It really is great.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you all the best, Anders, and thank you for taking this time to talk to us. And I hope that people come to comeforlearning.com and check out your seminars and your services, and find out what we already know, that Anders is a fabulous trainer. They'll find out for themselves.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Anders. And I know you have to also get back to the seminar.
Yep.
You're working here at the London Master Practitioner, and thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you.
Well, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming, signing off for now. But stay tuned, because there's always more.